combatants in Gizmo. It has deployed an army of armed thugs in Iraq and Afghanistan. So this is what he's trying to contrast. The U.S. is locking up Muslims branded as illegal combatants in Gizmo. All the while, it's deploying an army of armed thugs, unaccountable thugs, in Iraq and Afghanistan. These are the private contractors. He goes on to say, even interrogation and torture of Iraqis and Afghans has been farmed out to private U.S. enterprise. He's coming to the end, George. Blackwater reputedly has the world's biggest private military base and a fleet of aircraft. Such huge numbers of uncontrolled mercenaries are a menace. Hey, that alliterates. They could also pose a serious internal danger to America. Under the Bush-Cheney administration, we saw the neoconservatives create their own private intelligence organizations within the Pentagon and a top-secret military outfit to spy on Americans. It is hardly a great leap of imagination, says Margolis, to picture the same neocons creating their own corporate-run army in the heart of the United States. And the last paragraph, George. The White House wants to help pay for its foreign wars by slashing spending on health and seniors, while the Washington, D.C. police no longer dare patrol crime-infested southern part of America's capital. President Bush and Vice President Cheney are sending the 82nd Airborne Division to try to pacify Baghdad. If this isn't the extreme theater of the absurd, I don't know what is. All of this, George, is copyright Eric S. Margolis, 2007. What do you think of a middle-of-the-road Canadian journalist, George? Over.
Anybody's the name George out there, and I think that you're crazy. You're going to be screaming and hollering for Canada one of these days when Muslims take over up there. And you're going to be hollering, help, 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 help me, United States, help me, United States.
Hey, Carl, what you going to do when they come across the border and cut your throat?
K3VR.
This is W4MTI. I'd like to join this conversation.
K3VR.
Go ahead and tell the world I'm quarming you, Carl. I want to know this communist crap you just put out on the air.
Kilo India 4,
I need my uniform and radio. This is W4MTI.
And W4MTI, Rambo Dan, please do not QRM a frequency in use. Go ahead, George.
I'm not quarming a frequency in use.
Okay,
I asked you if I could join the conversation, you piece of shit. Communist lover up there. You end up being in real good shape up there in communist Canada when the U.S. gets all out of money like you think. You know what that is? $6 billion is 0.1% of our gross national product in 6 months, Carl. We don't live in no cheap country like you. We can afford to pay our bills and put our boats to sea, you communist lover. The 4NTI said that. Call me a quarmer if you
want. Stay out of our damn business. Roger, George. I copied, and I'm sorry I didn't pick up on it right away. I didn't want to be argumentative. I understand you have observed that Rambo Dan, W4NTI, is not feeling too well today. You surmise it's because he has not taken his antipsychotic pills and is making psychotic noises. I concur, George. I have also heard his psychotic noises and his psychotic laughter on frequency between your transmissions and after I ended mine. So I agree with you. Rambo Dan, the paranoid schizophrenic man from Anustown, Alabama, the sometime emergency communications coordinator for Crossburning, is probably not taking his antipsychotic pills, and neither has Ron, KI-4 Lima Uniform Bravo, who also is on frequency QRMing, George. I can copy you. I sympathize with your sore throat, George. And so in a manner of speaking, I did you a favor by reading you Eric S. Margolis, a latest editorial on the situation of the world. George, in my Radio Canada V7KFM website, at the end there I say, keep the faith, this too will pass. I think on the next iteration I'm going to say, keep the faith, because that was the first iteration. Just keep the faith, as I used to say. I added the last time, keep the faith, this too will pass. I think I'm going to have to add one more bit, George, another dash. I'm going to say, keep the faith, and this too will pass. After Bush gets impeached, dragged to the world court and convicted on the same scaffold as Saddam Hussein in Baghdad. What do you think of that, George? Over.
Yes, I would like to join this kid, so thank you for asking, George. That's what I was trying to ask Carl if he would have listened up. I said, I would like to join this kid. And then he said,
he's not a lawyer, he lied about me.
You too, the pills. I don't take psychotic pills, I'm sorry. Yes, I'd love to join this conversation. Over. Yes, I'd love to join this conversation. Quit talking on top of me. Are you going to let me in or not?
Tell your fellow co-conspirators to first of all give us a free, a clear frequency with one station only talking before we'll extend any courtesies to a discussion. Also, in my instance, I insist that you take your pills and prove to me, Rambo Dan, that you've taken your pills. Not only in your case must you take your pills, but you have to prove to me unequivocally. Look it up in Webster's. It might be there. If not, look it up in Oxford. Unequivocally prove to me that you've taken your pills. And good luck in the contest. Go ahead, George, and 9VTB, VE7KFM, over.
So your buddy doesn't want to hear the thing I've got to say. It's a CB procedure there. You see, now that I've been asked to join this conversation, I believe I will join this conversation. Well, you know, I find it quite difficult to understand, Carl, how you can call me a quirmer when you have just invited me into the conversation. No, I cannot prove to you whether I've taken any pill whatsoever. All I can do is send you a list of my medications if you would like. They consist of things like diabetes.
Thank you, George. Thank you for the short, but unfortunately,
not altogether. Let's see, what else do I take? Well, it's really not important because
George, give my regards to your lovely wife.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you for the call.
And since you're talking on top of me, I can hear
you calling
me now.
Monday, the time before, was Sunday, and it wasn't the previous Sunday either. So, George, I see you're getting busier and busier. But so be it, George, so be it. Thank you very much for
your company. Thank you very much for calling me on the most infamous frequency in all of amateur radio. Hopefully somebody will finally figure it out and do something about it. 7-3, George, and until the next time, whenever you call me, George. N9VTB, this is Victor Echo 7 Kilo Foxtrot Mike. Also going clear in QRT, but before I do, let any monitors know that there were two stations I was able to identify, because they in fact identified, and they QRMing us. And there were several others, of course, doing it anonymously, using various methods and means. But the two stations who were QRMing were W4NTI, Dan from Anistown, Alabama, and Ron, Kilo India 4, Lima Uniform Bravo from Florida. Plus several who were not identified.
Not only a liar,
but any of those monitors who may or may not have directional antennas, who may or may not have heard it because of vagaries of propagation and so on. And also for any monitors listening, listen very carefully to who comes on frequency next after we clear. And listen very carefully, especially between the lines, and to figure out what has been happening throughout. And has been happening for only the last 5 years. Listen carefully because questions will be asked. 7-3, George. Thank you and good evening. This is Radio Canada, Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot Mike. Now going clear and QRT because of malicious interference by W4NTI and Kilo India 4 Lima Uniform Bravo, among others who did not identify. 7-3, George, good evening.
Screw you.
Declarmer, I'm going to come up there and visit you, you SLB, and we're going to go to McDonald's and have a chat. Whatever you got to grab on that, you are, you moron. Come on here, badmouth this country on a daily basis. I'm so sick and tired of this crap. I'm gonna tell you something, Carl. You're pushing the wrong damn buttons.